Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday, only 30 minutes, only on Sunday.
Only 30 minutes, only on Sundays. I see in the house we got White Nancy, a.k.a. D. Lovely.
Hey.
Hey, that name kills me.
It kills too.
It's kind of funny. How's your week been, D. Lovely?
Busy. But I'm okay with that.
I've been busy, too.
I know, you're always.
But it's killing me because I got three comic book projects coming out that I wrote. A CD, of course, coming out that I wrote. And I'm writing two more projects. And got some music, two more projects. Music-wise, I'm working on now.
So, oh, my God.
And every night I'm doing a conference call reading of one of my novels every night.
Wow,
there's like about five or six
real for
people
real.
Listening in. Every night we go, like, I read about 12 to 15 pages.
Well, ain't you that man?
They into it now because we at the end of one of them. There's going to be a whole lot of bloodshed and killing. But the subject of the show, of course, as usual, is about current events, politics. First thing I got to say is I got to give the count for the coronavirus count that I just read this morning. And it's 1.96 million cases, 458,000 recovered, and 111,000 deaths. It's still sad. It's still going on. And after watching these marches, looking at the George Floyd funeral, there has been the worst cases of mass usage and social distancing I have ever seen since watching Trump's last press conference.
Really?
There's no mask being worn at the funeral. Did you happen to catch it? And also, through the marches, you see people sometimes wearing masks, a lot of people hugged up together. I mean, it's crazy. So, your opinion on that, D-Lovely?
Well, I don't know that they're really, I don't even know what to say. I mean, when things get like this, all etiquette goes out the window and people don't consider their safety or those around them. They just get out in the streets. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. You're right. Because when I was watching the funeral, I'm like, well, Kevin Hart ain't got a mask on. Ludacris ain't got a mask on. T.I. ain't got a mask on. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. The only star I seen with a mask on was Tiffany Haddish, but when she started crying on the pulpit, when Reverend Al called her up there, she took it off.
Yeah.
Okay. And then some of them, then Reverend Al had a mask on. He started preaching. He took it off. And I don't know what difference does it make because I can hear perfectly fine with somebody with the mask on or with the mask off. So he took it off to start preaching. He had on gloves. Then he wiped his face.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oops.
There's no safety that's involved whatsoever.
It really isn't. I think at this point, you know how I feel about this. Since there are more cases being reported, I already know I live in the state that has the highest rate of new cases, and that's because we have a governor that really doesn't care, who hates us. He is so determined
to
live the Trump narrative that he is opening up the state, even though more cases are turning up and turning up. And I went out yesterday. Of course, I had on my mask and saw a couple of the gyms open. And I just kept thinking to myself, you just have to be in there. But next, the thing that bothers me, I'm okay with you going to the gym or any place else without your mask. The problem I have is when you leave there and now you're you could possibly infect me. That's what gets me all bubbled up.
Yeah, but I think it's ridiculous too, because all I need is this one more piece, this crunch machine that I'm trying to get, and I won't have to go to the gym for the rest of my life. It's over. I don't need to go. I got stuff at home. I am not trying to go. As much as I used to go to the gym, I'm not going. After that, after it came out, I was like, shit, you can catch a cold at the gym. I know I'm not going to this. So no, I don't know how it's going to work, because if these numbers shoot back up, we're going to be back in the same mess we was at the very beginning.
You're right. You're right.
Okay. Next subject. These marches have called for the defunding of the police. Number one, making lynching a federal crime. Number two, banning chokeholds. Three, banning qualified immunity. In other words, you know, if an officer does something wrong, they automatically just get put on leave and get pay. Or if they get fired, they could go somewhere else and get hired in another city, another state. End no-knock warrants and create a national misconduct registry. And it's under a new law that they're trying to set, Justice in Policing Act of 2020. Do you agree with this, D. Lovely?
Obviously not. I can't imagine why you would. Reform is necessary. I completely agree with reform. But to defund, I think, is a mistake. I think you're moving in the wrong direction. I think you're asking for the first time something happens to an elderly person, a child, a woman, a business, and you have defunded the police, you've put yourself in a real difficult position. You've got to find a balance. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You got to find the thing that's going to make a difference, but you have to do it in increments. You just can't throw your hands up and throw it all away. It's not going to work.
I think well, it depends on how big is, you know, how much money they're getting. Because, like, there was one, I think it was Los Angeles, I'm going to say it was. They were getting $5 billion or $6
billion.
And he's taking away $1 billion. That sounds reasonable.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, no. Between $6 billion, take a billion away, I mean. And then put it into schooling, health care. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I agree with that. Not to take it all away, though.
I guess the reason that kind of concerns me is because when you say that and you say, well, just take away a billion, what does that take it away from? There's no way to know where that billion is going to disappear from. How are you going to spread out the – somebody has to act quickly to cover whatever.
Well, it was coming out of the police – the police fund, because they got
$6 billion
up front in L.A. I'm talking about.
Right, but when you say that, you also have to understand that those funds are dispensed in a particular way. So if somebody says, well, we're taking this much away, then those funds have to be dispensed in a different way. So what's going to get left behind?
Those tactical vehicles, like all the stuff that the Army has, you know, like tanks and all that bullshit that they use sometimes. I do know. I think they could do without that part of it. not where you have to go out and get more. You understand what I'm saying? Where you have to spend that billion to get some more shit. Why am I cussing? Get some more stuff.
I'm on the phone.
Yeah, to get some more stuff, you know, I understand.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It just depends on what they're going to, like you said, what they're going to take away. I agree with that.
Right.
But they were talking, when I heard it on the news, they were talking about more of those tactical Army equipment, stuff that they didn't really need. That's what they were taking a billion from, so they won't have to spend it all on that. So,
okay.
So I was kind of in agreement with it.
I'd be fine. I personally would be fine with it.
I was kind of fine with it after they said they got 6 million. They only taking a billion. I mean, 6 billion. They only taking a billion away. I was like, man, that ain't hurting. That ain't really hurting too much. It's hurting a lot, but not compared to what they getting.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I don't care what they take away then. Oh, hell, they still getting 5 billion. Shoot.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends, like you said. It depends on what they're – because I don't think they should decrease the manpower.
Right.
I don't think they should decrease the pay.
Right.
You know, there's a whole lot of things I don't – and I don't think they should take it all because, you know, some of these nuts out here on the street want all of it defunded and want them not
exactly.
to have a police.
Exactly. That's crazy.
Nah, that's crazy because, see, just 2 weeks ago – the police stopped the mugs from looting. Come on, Cap.
Right.
It's you gotta weed out the bad with the good, and go from there. You know, and there should be consequences if somebody dies unlawfully. You know, like okay,
right.
I understand somebody shooting at you. You supposed to shoot
right,
them back too.
Right.
You know, I understand that part. And if somebody swinging at you, you supposed to swing
exactly.
back. And if they happen to fall and bust their head, well, they were swinging at me. But just to blatantly beat somebody down or choke somebody
right.
out or put a knee on somebody's neck, I'm kind of iffy. And I
yeah.
didn't know that was a word
I
till
agree.
Just now, iffy. But I'm
yeah.
kind of iffy.
Yeah.
So, like I said, banning chokeholds, making lynching a federal crime, which I agree with. Banning qualified immunity.
Right.
In no-knock warrants, which killed Breonna Taylor.
Hmm.
Create a national misconduct registry. Do you agree with that?
At 100%.
So if a cop goes somewhere else and you can look it up and see what they've done in their past, that's cool?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think they should do that anyway. Everybody else who goes for a job, that's a possibility. So why not them?
So when the next time the police pull me over, and I give him my card and registration, I should be with a flashlight for my car. Can I have your card and registration?
That's right. I need to see
we're looking
you,
each
what,
other up.
see who you are.
Okay.
What you up to?
Yeah, what have you been doing? Who you choked
exactly.
out lately?
Yeah, exactly.
Which gives me an option of whether I'm going to get out my car or not.
Mm-hmm. Or if I need you to call all the supervisors in the news, we out here doing this in these streets. We need to call the news.
Now, since this thing hit, and it's been flooded with all kind of people marching, and all these white people loving black people all of a sudden, have you been hit up by any of your Caucasian friends saying they were sorry or anybody treating you differently than what it was before?
I haven't had that in specifically, but I have had someone say something to me that literally I had to put my hands in my pocket so they didn't go around their throat. So
wow.
I had to be diligent in not choking a chick out when she made a statement that she couldn't understand what it means when we say all lives matter. And that kind of gave me a moment to pause, and I had to say, okay, so you just don't get it.
I agree. I agree with you. I had a person that I've been knowing since I was my first year of college at home, worked with
mm-hmm.
at a restaurant, and we found each other a few years back on Facebook, and then
mm-hmm.
the Kaepernick thing came up,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, all dead set against Kaepernick because he's a punk. He should stand for the flag. And I'm like, you ain't even served 1 hour of military service to even say anything like that. And I have.
Oh.
And I understood why. So we fell out
mm-hmm.
over that. And of course, she defriended me on Facebook, okay?
Surprise.
So... because, you know, I'm militant on Facebook with my posts about, you know, different
sure.
black things. I'm very pro.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Not
you
that
can
I'm,
be.
It's not that I'm just, I hate white people. I just love black people, too.
You know what? It's that you don't like ignorance. It makes a big difference. It doesn't
yeah,
have anything
yeah.
to do with the person. If they're ignorant and they look like you, that just makes you more mad. But it's still, you're not
yeah,
going to.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
because I do. You're right, D. Lovely. I do call out black people too.
Yes, you do.
No discrimination in my how I feel. It ain't got nothing
equal
to do with color.
Yep, equal opportunity. They can all get it.
Yeah, get it quick. You funny. You killed me on that one. You hurt me in my soul. They can all get it. You're right. They can all get it. But she recently, 2 days ago, after this thing went off, and all these white people out here marching, she hit me up and said she realized that she was sorry, and realized that, you know, what she was saying was wrong, and what she was saying was racist, and she didn't know it until she realized it through all the stuff that happened, and she apologized and everything.
Let me get this straight. She didn't believe it when the black man said it. She had to
no,
wait
she
till
was
somebody
all up in
right
the field.
For
her. She was already mad at the... No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. I'm just saying that's what I think it was. She didn't say it like that. All she
well,
said
it
is
like
she realized it now.
She didn't know she was being racist until it made sense when it started coming out from someplace else. It's like, okay, because you might just be
yeah,
biased.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it was coming from some. It wasn't me because I wasn't talking to her at the time.
Yeah, I'm sure
so,
it was
yeah,
someplace.
It wasn't me.
Once a lot of people who look like her started saying we're wrong and we need to acknowledge it, then a lot of people
and
that
she
look
realized
like her,
she was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying they were wrong. They were wrong. All of them were wrong. Then all of a sudden they start saying, you know what? We get it now. We didn't change anything. We didn't change the words we were using. We didn't change the stance we were taking. We didn't change anything. But all of a sudden now they hear it. It's because once people who look like them started to say, you know this is wrong, that they start saying, well, okay, I guess I can see it now.
Yeah. I don't know how she came to the realization. She just explained that she was really sorry and she hoped that she could, you know, we could still be friends because she still loved me. Because, of course, you know, we knew each other, like I said, longer than 2 minutes. I mean, it's been since I was 20. I'm be 60 this year. So
okay, but that's all the more reason. I think you're hearing what I'm saying, though, don't you?
Yeah, I understand. But
you
I accepted it because I'm me. Yeah,
yeah,
you know, I'm me, and I'm bigger
so
than that.
So the question is, why, when you explained it, did she feel like you weren't giving her honest information? Why did she say, well, we can't...
She wasn't really trying to... She wasn't trying to listen to me.
Right, because you
basically
didn't look like her. So what do you know? It wasn't until somebody that she started hearing, whether it was Trudeau or whoever it is that they respect, said, this is very bad, and we have to stop, that all of a sudden there's a bunch of them jumping on board now.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I did forgive her because, like I said, I'm bigger than that. And plus, I still ain't said nothing to her, like, personally, you know, other than writing
mm-hmm.
on Facebook. You know, I ain't
mm-hmm.
talked to her on the phone and really ain't trying to talk to her on the phone.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying,
part.
And I didn't friend her. I didn't friend her back. She friended me back. So you know, I wasn't gonna make no effort on it. you know, because there was no skin off my teeth. So I didn't really care. You know, I mean, I cared because I used to be friends with this person, but now, you know, I'm bigger than that. And so I friended her back. I mean, you know, I accepted her when she friended me.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm petty. And I'm at the point now where people who weren't rocking with me 6 months ago, don't jump on the bandwagon and ask to ride with me. I'm not interested. You continue to walk because you can't ride with me.
I understand what you said. I'm this way. I can still be your friend, but don't think when I'm cooking out next time you get invited. I'm not making no effort to even try to communicate with you. Yeah, we're friends. I understood what you said, but you know, still in the back of my mind, you know, you did what you
forget
did.
It.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, I could still be nice. You know, I could still be nice to you, and you know, but not really the same. It's not going to be the same way it was, basically.
I understand. You're a kind person.
And you'll know it.
I appreciate and I respect that. I am not. And anybody who knows me will tell you that I can be very petty.
You know who you sound like?
Alicia.
Yeah, her too. But who? What about Darlene? You sound like.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but listen, that's my soul sister.
Darlene the same way. I'm not even doing that. Darlene is like, the heck with that. Okay.
Yeah, I can't.
Roger Goodell, speaking of kumbaya moments, now says the NFL was wrong for not listening to players who were fighting for racial equality. Does this mean Kaepernick will stop being blackballed in the NFL? Do you think so?
And I'll tell you why I don't think it's going to change anything. Because the second this whole kumbaya moment is over, they're going to hold him to a standard that they've never held anybody else to. He ain't doing this. He didn't do that. I knew he could. And I hate using this term right now. They're going to put their foot on his neck like never before. And I think it would be completely unfair because it means that people like Drew Brees need to have somebody on him. But they're not going to do that. So they're still going to hold him to a standard that they never held anybody else to.
Huh.
And if he's smart.
I can't even answer it. Mm-hmm. I can't even answer it. I can't even answer it. I know one thing. His organization is getting all kind of money. Did you see people that's donating it to it? Which is a good thing. And I agree with it. Do you see how much I've counted at least about $7, $8, $9 million going to Kaepernick organization?
As it should have been all along. Nothing's for him. Nothing changed. Nothing. He did not do. He's not doing one thing different than he was doing 2 years ago. The only difference is now you finally get to see what he's been saying for the last three years. You get to see it firsthand. Go ahead.
And his afro is a little bigger.
He ain't doing nothing different. His hair is going to grow. I ain't going to say nothing. His afro is doing what it's supposed to do. In revolt, militant afro. It's telling you what he wants you to hear.
And them thick corn rolls when he get it rolled out, braided.
Listen, he's going hard in the paint on them. I'm telling you, he's going hard.
Bill Barr. Our favorite, what is he, Attorney General? Has turned the federal prisoners, prison guards, and TSA officers into crowd control officers of the D.C. streets against the protesters, turning a peaceful protest chaotic with tear gas and pushing, shoving. Even a couple of them punched the Australian news team. That's the only reason we knew they got hit, because they filmed it.
Yep.
The punch was coming straight through the cameraman. They chased people away off that area so 45 could walk across the street and do a photo op at the church and hold the Bible upside down. Okay, I say all this to say, don't it, and I know you're going to agree with me, but doesn't it look bad for America to be doing their own citizens like this, having a helicopter close down, almost down to the streets, that just that building and the trees was in the way, so the wind could get the protesters on the street? I mean, I don't understand this, and I don't understand why somebody would agree to this, because when I was in the service, you follow lawful orders, not unlawful orders. D. Love, you, your opinion on this.
Whew. This made my heart, this literally gave me heartburn. And the reason that it bothered me so is for the obvious reason. When this has been happening forever in cities like L.A., forever, whenever they want to control a crowd or control people, this is exactly how they've always done. Now that it's happening to people that look like them, they're like, this is unlawful. How are you able to do this? They've always done it when it did went to people that didn't look like them. And now all of a sudden that they're being subjected to the same things that we've been subjected to, they don't like it. They find it offensive.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. It's unconstitutional. What was the word, lady? Barbaric. And I'm like, oh really? Huh. That's interesting. It's very interesting. Now
it's
barbaric.
This has been going on to black people. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Forever. This is not new to us. We even know what wear so that we don't get, you know, when the pepper spray is flying, that don't get in your eyes. You know what to carry with you. You know where to, how to hide your face. You know, because guess what? We ain't new to this.
Yeah. Yeah. What Richard Pryor say a long time ago in his concert movie? He said, can you snap a nigga? Can you break him?
Yeah.
Book 32. You can break a nigga. Oh, okay.
All day.
I mean, Richard said that long in the 70s.
Yeah.
So, you know, this has been going on to us. And I'm sure there's a couple of Caucasian people that knew about it too. So.
Yeah. But the reason is, like I said, the reason it's making the national news and people from other countries say, this is horrific. How are they treating their people? We saying how they treated us yesterday is the same way they're treating us today.
Well,
ain't
my wife changed. Said when they were they were over England today, of course, in England, in London, they were marching.
Mm-hmm.
News reporter asked a black lady over there, how come you're marching again? She said, the same thing goes on over here. We got videos
mm-hmm.
of people getting beat up the same way and getting killed. The same thing goes on over here towards black people.
It's not new. That's what I get. Like I said, I don't know why all of it. Like I said, I think the fact that we actually saw it happen the way it happened, and it frightens so many
people.
Took some
heart.
Things like
yeah.
it took it. They took it straight to the heart, and it made a big difference to them at that moment. But to us, it was just another opportunity to say this has been going on forever. And no one cared, even though we've been telling you that this has been going on. No one cared. So it's hard for us to say, we sure appreciate you caring now.
Really?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. White Man, for letting us know you care about us now. Thank you.
Yeah. You actually open up your eyes now. Thank you. Thank you kindly, sir. Can I get a bowl of grits tonight?
Can I twist my hat and do a jig for you? Thank you for that.
Sound like a post that I remember.
Uh-huh.
You know, you killed me when you said, can I twist my... I was like, what? She went all the way through the ad-libs, the mannerisms. I could see you doing a curtsy and all that. I was like, come on, Don. That's exactly... But when I read that, I was like, oh, she killed me. Because I could see her going through it. Should I do a bow? And, what? You know, tears came out my eyes on that. That's quite funny. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Plaza. How about that? That was cool, wasn't it?
Awesome. Awesome. And
that was cool, wasn't it?
Looking out his window. I love that.
Did she change the name of the street? Had it painted in bright yellow. They said they could see it from space. They showed the space shot. Did you see that?
Yes.
I'm like, yes. That's awesome.
Yep. That's when you know you mean what you say.
Yeah, you going to rename a street?
Yes.
And then put painted on the street?
That's right. And you look him straight in his eye and say, I said what I said. Now what?
Oh, my goodness. I said, that's black being black right there. That's exactly what that would be. She was not playing.
Yeah. That's one of those moments you hear somebody say, come at me, bro. Come on.
I'm going to tell you, D-Lovely Duh, the way the country's changing and all this stuff is, it's made it easier for these shows because we only have to talk about five things and we could talk about it and unpack for 30 minutes.
You're right, man. It don't take long for it to be
over with because remember, well, at least to me, it used to be a long time, but it ain't no long time no more with this craziness going on.
You're right. We in and out of here so quick, and I'm like, it's over already?
Yeah, we totally talk about five. There was some more stuff I wanted to say, too, but, I mean, oh, well, save it for next time if it's relevant, you know, because within a week
worry.
It might be it might
talk
not
about
be
even
relevant.
Next. Mm. We'll
you
find
take
something.
Care.
I'll
stay
find
safe.
Something.
You stay safe. Take care, D-Lovely.
I will.
I know the countdown is underway for you to leave.
Whew. Next is the Friday.
I can hear it's next Friday?
This Friday.
Oh, Lord.
Yes,
well,
Lord.
Congratulations.
Right. Thank you, sir. I am ready.
I know you are. I know you are. I told Darlene you was ready to go. And you were talking about, it's sooner than you think. It's in June. Yeah. That's when it was like last month.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, D. Lovely, I'm so happy for you.
I'm going to visit.
What'd you say?
When they open everything up, I'm coming to visit.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
I will.
Then just tell me the menu of what you don't eat, and then I won't cook that. But tell me what you don't eat, but then I'll have everything else. I said,
okay,
she can eat I can make that.
Okay, I like
that.
Yeah,
I got to
like
know. I kind of know what, you know, to all my friends, what they don't like, then I know not to make that. Because, you know, I almost like everything. I mean, I just got the hankering for some Brussels sprouts when I grilled them on the grill one day. I grilled some.
Okay. All right.
And they were awesome. Yeah, see, I know you don't like that the way you sound.
You're right.
You didn't have to tell me that. Well, I wouldn't have made that anyway. But I do make a mean lasagna, though. A mean
lasagna. I'm all for it. Well, I'm definitely coming to visit.
A couple different versions of it, too. Yeah. Oh, because my friend Charles, he came through and he said, Tim, if I didn't know any better, because he worked with me at the post office, and he had heard about my cooking from some people coming to those house parties, but he never made one.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, if I didn't know any better, I would swear you was a gourmet chef. I said,
no, man.
He said, no. He said, I made him a steak salad, and he ate every last leaf out of the salad. God dang.
Did you lick
the bowl, though?
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I'm pretty good with salads. As you have seen on Facebook.
Yes, I have. Yeah,
and they were mighty good, too. I just want y'all to know. All right, then, D-Lovely. Until next week, stay safe. Congratulations. I'm happy for you. One of us.
Coming out.
All right, then. Peace and love.
All right. Same to you.